Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Okay, so I found one. I got a sugar beet.
Okay.
It's cool and kind of sad at the first time. Wow, at the same time. Sorry, I was reading something on here. So this woman, let's see. When she was 10 years old, her name is Gwen McLowan, I think is how you pronounce it. McLowan? Hopefully I'm not murdering your name, but she wrote a letter when she was 10 years old to the New York Yankees asking them if she could be a bat girl. And it was denied. That was in 1961. She received a response from Roe Haney, or Hammy, I'm not sure. Please don't murder me here. The general manager of the team at the time, telling her, "While we agreed with you that little girls are certainly as capable as boys, and no doubt would be an attractive addition to the playing field." Could you imagine it, Tim? This is the selling point. I love it. He says, or he goes on to say, "I am sure you can understand that in a game dominated by men, a young lady such as yourself would feel out of place in a dugout," is what the letter read. Aww. That letter still hangs in her living room wall. So 60 years later, her daughter, Abby, forwarded the letter to the team, which caught the eye of the current general manager, Brian Cashman. And Brian Cashman went on to invite her to Yankee Stadium to fulfill her dream.
Oh, wow.
So 60 years later, she gets to fulfill her dream of being a bat girl for the New York Yankees.
That's awesome.
I think that's incredible. 70 years old. Hey.
Right. Oh, wow.
So dreams really can come true.
They sure can. I actually have a few here, so I'm just going to go over some headlines real quick and give a shout out to those Good Samaritans. One, Bakersfield, it says Northwest Bakersfield. There was a crash. A man drove his car into a parked semi. His car started on fire, and some Good Samaritans rescued him from his car. It was burning,
awesome.
Way to go. Coast Guard, the Coast Guards, West Palm Beach, rescued 9 people near Pina Island after their boat was taking on water. Way to go. Thank you for getting them out of that. Then we got 5 men saved in Long Island by Good Samaritans after the same thing. Their boat was sinking and they needed help. So another boat pulled up and grabbed them. That is great.
Yeah, it is.
China got some crazy weather, I guess, yesterday near the Wall of China. And 4 swimmers had to be rescued on the 4th of July. Because the conditions of the water got rough.
Oh, wow.
So that was great. People helped them get out of the water.
Yes.
Oh, wow. A Good Samaritan also rescued an unconscious pregnant woman Friday morning from her burning car. Let me just click on this one because it doesn't tell me where. Let's just throw out where this one was. Interstate 77, I'm assuming that's probably in the United States. It says Northern Mecklenburg County. Again, I don't know exactly where that is. Let's see what the news channel is. WSOC-TV. It's a local channel, but I still do not know. Huntersville,
Carolinas. It says local for the Carolinas.
Thank you.
Yep.
Holy moly, I see the pictures. Way to go. That looks scary. I'm trying to read as if her and her baby were okay, but I am. Yep, it seems like she's okay.
Awesome.
That is awesome. What else have you found?
I've been reading one about Lego, because you know how Lego has been absolutely loved in my home for
yep.
Probably 22 years. Maybe more than that, actually. Just my daughter wasn't nowhere near as big of a buff as the boys. So they announced the 27th of June that they are now beginning to make their bricks from recycled plastic. And I love that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's, like, if you think about it, I remember seeing something. I should, like, if there would have been more time to, like, look it up or whatever, I could have had some more numbers. But Lego produces an enormous amount of product every single year.
Okay.
That could be very impactful on the world.
19 billion Legos a year.
Thank you.
2.6 million are modeled every hour, 3,600 every minute.
Yep. They make a tremendous amount of product.
400 billion Lego bricks have been produced since 1958.
Yeah, that's huge.
I loved Legos, but I also loved Kinects, which aren't as popular, and Lincoln Logs. I love those things.
I loved Lincoln Logs, too.
Me too.
And I liked Kinects. Kinects were easier to do than Legos.
For me, they were. Yeah. Me too.
We still have a lot of Kinects, too. Like, you know the Kinects Ferris wheels?
Yes.
Yeah, we have those. I keep thinking, like, one of my three might have a baby someday.
Right?
And Legos are expensive. Like, even when you look like on Facebook Marketplace or, you know, any site like that, like, dude, they'll be talking about selling a gallon-sized bag for like $80.
Yep.
Excuse me, what? Yeah, I don't want to have to rebuy them. Especially when they... Between the two of them, they've really had some really cool sets over the years.
Right.
Oh, there was this one, which my mom and I were talking about this the other day because I actually saw an article on Facebook about it as well. Not this particular story.
Yeah.
Just in general that it happened with someone else. I think with that person, it was... I want to say it was 6 or more years. Anyway, I'll come back to that. So this woman... was looking to adopt a puppy. She was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And while she was out there looking for a new pet to adopt, she found the dog that she lost 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how amazing. Yep, and in the other story, that lady had found her dog that had been missing, I'm talking about for years and years, like she had lost it and reported it in another state, and then it was found.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a tan pit bull Rottweiler mix. He's beautiful.
Oh. So there's a gentleman in Pennsylvania playing music on the street corners trying to help bring good vibes in northwestern Pennsylvania and northeastern Ohio. He plays a guitar and a harmonica. And I am trying to find his name, if it's going to give it to me. It gives me his last name. Mitch is on break from school. He's a philosophy major at the University of Pittsburgh. And his philosophy about sharing music is simple. Just do it.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So Japan has decided to, or at least it's been suggested, but they proposed to take their 5-day work week down to a 4-day work week just to help balance out their hectic life.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I know a lot of countries have always been very good at doing that and making sure that people aren't working their life away. We all know that that's not the case here in America, that we are expected to work 5, 6, 7 days a week. We can still barely take care of our families sometimes at that, and we're working multiple jobs and very little time off and very little vacation time. And then when you do take it, it's like you're looked frowned upon because you took vacation time that you earned. Like, unfortunately, I wish that here in America things would change with that too, but unfortunately, I don't know that.
Right, I hear you.
It's coming anytime soon. Let's just be honest. Yeah.
So here's an article that was written that talks about how heroes come in many different shapes, sizes, and with different abilities. A teenage boy who has Down syndrome, how he completed the mini triathlon after meeting his role model, Chris Nickett, the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon. So he was his hero. And because he completed it, the 14-year-old Caleb Pruitt of Jacksonville, Florida, decided that he could do it too.
Wait.
Huh.
Did you just say with Down syndrome?
Yeah.
I watched them on the TV the other day. They did a whole interview with them, and it was amazing. Uh-huh. I really did. I just bought. Yes, those two boys are amazing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I forgot all about that story, but yes, I did just watch their interview.
That's great. Wow. Let me see here. So Chris, which was the first young man with Down syndrome to complete the Ironman.
Yep.
Finished the 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.2-mile marathon run there in the Florida competition in Panama City Beach. He did it in 16 hours, 46 minutes, and 9 seconds.
Yep.
Go, Chris.
For sure. Let's just be honest. It would have taken me 6 days, 7 nights.
Dude. The 100 and some odd miles on the bike, I'm like, what? Not to say that it's impossible, just what? I don't think I've been on a bike in I don't know how many years. Like, I don't know how my butt would handle it, to be honest with you.
So, 4-year-old girl saved her whole family.
Wow.
Her dad or mom is. It was talking about dad, so maybe dad was cooking. He put some chicken in their air fryer. Obviously, shut it, moves along with his day as he's waiting for the timer to go off, like all of us do, right? The 4-year-old, dressed in a tutu, walked into the kitchen and said, "Oh no, Dad's gonna kill me." Flames were shooting up. Oh, okay. It was her dad and her stepmom. She went to them and said that there was a fire in the kitchen, and they were able to get it put out, but... Whoa, that air fryer, like, did some crazy and burned their kitchen.
Wow.
Way to go, girly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good job. That has me doing some rethinking because T and I were looking at them in the store this last week, thinking about getting one. Uh-huh.
So I got one. A couple years ago. Was not impressed. Did not love it. I do not have it to this day.
I remember you talking about air frying stuff like it was great.
Yeah. I thought it would be amazing, and I don't know. I felt like it did the same thing as my oven, and it was just, it didn't seem to do anything special for me. And I can do it with something that I already have at home, and I don't need another gadget, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, sorry to everybody who loves their air fryers or to the company making air fryers. By all means, keep using them, but it's just not for me. My next kitchen investment, I have decided, because of my new addiction, since my surgery, which was, wow, almost a year ago now, right? Yeah. Or a year ago. Wow. Is ice water. So we would like to get an ice maker in our kitchen because our refrigerator doesn't have one. So we are looking at countertop ice makers so that I have access to ice and I don't have to run to the store every time I need some ice.
Want a bag?
Yeah. Or a cup. Because a lot of times I stop for a cup of ice too because I'm just out and it's easier. But if I could just fill my cup from my counter, that would be ideal. So that is my next kitchen gadget investment that I plan to do.
So I think I may have heard some reporting of this over the weekend. I don't recall exactly where. Anyway, in New Hampshire, did you hear about the customer who ordered a couple of hot dogs?
No.
At the New Hampshire restaurant and left a $16,000 tip for their server?
No. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I need some hot dogs in my life. That's what we had yesterday at the cookout. We had hot dogs. I had broccoli salad. Oh, girl. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Let me guess. They had the, you guys had the, what is that one broccoli salad with the kale and the seeds?
Yep. That's what we had.
What is that one called?
I don't know. My sister made it. And it had cranberries, dried cranberries.
Cranberries, yep. Yeah, that one's really good.
Oh, it was phenomenal. She did a great job.
Life salad or something?
It was so good. She made all kinds of food, but I only ate what I could have. I had some Mexican dip, like beans and meat and cheese and stuff. I just didn't eat chips with it.
Did you do, like, cucumber slices or lettuce leaves to dip it?
No,
or
I didn't.
You ate it with a spoon?
I just ate it with a spoon because I didn't make no food. She took care of the whole party yesterday.
Oh, wow. Nice.
For sure.
I love hamburgers. Or even refried beans. Just because I'll do it when, just in general. But you know I like cucumbers with my tacos, so.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Like, I'll use, I think I've always done that. I'll put, like, a spoonful of taco meat, like, on a piece of cucumber or on a tomato slice.
Oh, wow. I never thought of it.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
This one, I'm going to make a joke out of it. If people don't think it's funny, I'm sorry, but it is funny to me. Now I got to find it again.
Uh-oh.
This has got me messed up. It says, dummies are unsung heroes of space travel. Technically, dummies are unsung heroes, period, right? Because we use dummies to test cars.
Yep.
We use dummies to test all kinds of things before Americans, excuse me, I just said Americans, before humans
yeah.
Use them or, hey, we should, this is it, we need a dummies day. We got to celebrate the dummies because they are, they really are heroes for us. They take the craziness that we want to try and make sure we can do it without smashing our brains out. That's excellent. Oh. I love it. Oh, shoot. Oh. Hopefully everybody else thinks that's funny, too.
Now.
You what?
So I can see the costume.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember the trash? Wow. Do you remember the crash test dummy commercial?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Oh. Yep. I can see, like, foam weapons and blown up, like, Bop-It weapons. Sorry. I think of the crash test dummies and I'm like, you'd have to be able to bop somebody.
Right? Oh, goodness. I know this is completely off subject, but it is so warm today. Like, the humidity in my bedroom alone, like, I am over here just sweating. And my AC is running.
Do you have your cat window open?
No. I made her stay in the house today. It was, nuh-uh. My room would have been 500 degrees.
Yeah. It was awful today. What was the high? Did you look?
My grandpa told me it was going to be 90 this morning.
It felt way more than 90.
I don't know what the real feel was today, no, but we all know my new third shift job means I sleep all day, so I miss the like worst of it, the heat, honestly.
That's weird.
So super hot today, supposed to be rainy on Wednesday and Thursday, my days off. And you just said good sleeping weather. Girl, I am not sleeping on my days. I am actually going to go do something. I don't know what, but something. Because I feel like all I do is work and sleep. I do know that I have to run errands tomorrow after work. So I'm not going to get right to sleep. But it's important errands I got to do. So I can't put them off.
If you didn't get me laughing, it's not really going to matter. We were watching, like, I think the majority was watching Corey Kenshin's, like, the Do Not Laugh challenges that he has out there.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So, there was this one, and you know how I am. Like, I can't hear a fart. Like, in person, on recording, on a show, whatever, without laughing. I just can't. I just can't do it. Like, the fart machines where people will go into, like, a bathroom stall, or they'll sit on a couch by somebody or go on the bus and, like, just, you know, like, pretend to freak people out around them. Like, I could never do it. I would lose it. But so one of them that he was watching last night, the guy was, like, coughing or making other noises, you know, to cover it up when he had to fart. And they were scoring them, like, 1 out of 10. So there were two. One of them he got a 3, and one of them he got a 1. Corey was like, who gave him the 1? Because he totally did not cover it up. Like, you could hear it. You could hear it underneath the noise. And then the second one, and I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but I know it's happened to me. I can't even believe I'm talking about this on the air, but at the same time, everybody passes gas, right? Everybody.
Yep.
Parts, floats, an air biscuit, whatever you want to call it. So he did the cover up super early and then farted really, really long. He was like, what's the point? But so, that had kind of sort of happened to me, and you weren't recording and you didn't hear it, so that's why I was cracking up.
Oh, I see. So what you're telling me is you're over here letting loose while we're recording.
It was an accident.
Oh, mine wasn't. I let loose a couple times already.
Oh.
I just want the world to know that at the very beginning of us deciding to do this podcast, that was Donia's rule, was if anybody passed gas, we weren't allowed to leave it on the recording. You know, I just say that was your rule.
It was one of them, yeah.
So we have come a far way with you guys and being very comfortable with being able to talk about this now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
It's just talk. We're just talking.
That's right. So apparently 2 days ago, a Boeing 737 cargo plane had to make an emergency landing off the coast of Hawaii. And the Coast Guard was there to rescue the two pilots. So that's amazing.
Oh, wow. How scary.
That would be scary. Ugh. I think about it all the time when I get on planes. Like, oh, boy, is this it?
Oh, my God.
And I know getting in my car is much more unsafe than getting on a plane. But you still think about it, like, will this be the one time this plane is going to go down?
Every time. And when they hit that bad turbulence, which I think only 2 of the flights that I've been on did not have terrible turbulence. The rest of them, oh my gosh.
Really?
I thought I was going to die. Yeah. Yep. literally crying my eyes out. Like, oh, I just don't even like to think about it. The doctor had to give me medicine to take before I could fly. Several years ago when I was working as a buyer and distributor for that company and had to go to the different shows.
Oh, right.
Down in Florida and up in New Jersey. Yeah. I had to take medicine. And the last one, I haven't been on a flight since then, mind you. That very last one, and all it was from Chicago over the water back to Lansing. That's all it was.
Oh.
We had definitely been on that flight before.
Right.
But this time they threw us directly through a storm. Like, he didn't fly us around. He didn't fly us over the storm. He flew us through. And we were literally struck by lightning 3 different times. Like, you could see the flash. The first two I was super freaked out about. And then, like, the first one, it was just the flash. But after the second one, there was a really weird, like, almost like a metallic gas kind of smell that you smelled inside the cabin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know if something had happened inside the cabin or inside the plane, or if it was just the smell of the outside being hot, maybe. I don't know, but I could smell it. But you know how my nose is. Like, it's super acute, so I smelled it. And then when it happened the next time, and mind you, the first time everybody was kind of like, oh, it's all right, it's all right. Second time, people were not so it's all right, it's all right. And the third time, people were freaking out. But the second time, like, I literally turned around in my seat and was like, I know damn well I'm not the only one on this plane that smells that. Are we going to get oxygen masks? What is going on? Oh, my Lord, I was in a panic. I looked over at my boss, who never got scared. Mind you, the owner of our company used to fly her through the canyon out west.
Yeah.
In, like, Nevada, like, through the different, like, the mountains, you know what I mean? The rocks.
Okay.
And she said she was more afraid on that flight than she had been in any of the flights with him.
Oh, wow.
But she didn't tell me this until after we were off the plane, of course.
Right.
She was like, this was the only time that I have ever really been afraid on a flight. Oh, my God. Oh,
so man.
Here's a story about a gentleman in England, which I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but he was working at a restaurant, excuse me, and he had his bike stolen during his shift, and a stranger replaced his bike.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. Oh, here's another Waffle House. This one's in Alabama, hold on. Aww. So this young man shows up to work on the day of graduation, right? He's 18 years old. His coworkers look at him like, what are you doing here? He told them, I did not have a way to get across town to the Crossplex for the ceremony. And besides, I was not able to get tickets for my family.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, guess what? His coworkers rallied together, got him completely put together. They got him enclosed, got him feeling like $1 million, and made sure that he got there for his commencement.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, his family may not have been able to attend, but at least he was able to be there, and he got all of his stuff. He got his diploma. He got his pictures. He got the experience and the memories. That's beautiful. Because you know darn well there are employers out here that would be like, well, that's your tough luck.
Right. Absolutely they would.
That's amazing. They would be like, oh, no, you're not missing out on this, baby. You're going. Aw, it looks like his boss might have waited for him in the parking lot and then took him back to finish his shift. I love it.
Or just took him home.
I'm just looking at the
Right, yeah. Hey, maybe they didn't. Where did it say what he was working? Where he was working?
Let's see. So he showed up for a shift at the Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House. Yeah. No, they probably had a huge celebration after.
Yeah, probably. Center in Center Point, Alabama.
That's right. You said, I'm sorry. You did say the Waffle House in Alabama before. Yeah, I bet they did. I bet they went back to that Waffle House and partied it up all night long.
It'd be the perfect place. The young man's name is Timothy Harrison, so congratulations on your graduation, Timothy.
For sure. Good job.
And then his manager was Cedric Hampton.
Well, nice job, Cedric.
Right.
So as I'm scrolling this news article I'm seeing, which I kind of saw a glimpse of it the other day and didn't really understand. You know what Rick and Morty is, like a cartoon show?
Yeah.
Wendy's is doing this Rick and Morty thing for like the final episodes or whatever. They did this Rick and Morty, so instead of saying Wendy's on the building, it says Morty's. And it's like this huge, amazing, like Rick and Morty setup and drive-through. And I was just looking at it like, ooh, where's this at? California. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not probably going to get to go to California in the next few weeks and see this cool pop-up shop. But that's pretty cool. Like, I mean, I'm not into Rick and Morty. I don't even know really what it is, but it looked fun and that was cool of Wendy's to partner with them.
Yeah.
We all know I was on the Fast and Furious kick this month because that's what came out that I'm into.
Yeah. So did you go see it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I didn't go opening night because I had to work, but we went the next morning, which works out perfect because you save money at the matinees, you know?
True, true. So how was it?
It was amazing, as always. As always. Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
What'd you find?
So, I'm just coming through. Gives her $40,000 scholarship to a student who is attending community college and needs it more than I do.
I did read that article. I absolutely did read her article the other day.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Very selfless. So I love this woman. Her name is Lex Moran. She is from Louisville. It does not say Kentucky. How many Louisvilles are there?
Well, I thought only one, but I could be very wrong. So.
Right. Well, it says back in 2016, she had a near-death experience that changed her view on life. She was a victim of a shooting. She was shot 3 times while she stood on her porch.
Wow.
She said the person just shot 4 times in her direction, and she caught 3 of them. She has a second chance at life, and she's got sympathy, compassion, and understanding for others no matter what the situation. So she had graduated Barber College, and she happens to keep her stuff with her. So there's a gentleman, he's called Joe, that she had met at the bus stop, who mentioned he'd love a haircut. In the middle of the conversation, she knew she had her stuff, so she just decided to go ahead and give him a haircut. And she said that he'll wait at the bus stop in hopes of finding her.
Wow.
She says, I've gotten so much love from just helping Joe. It's unbelievable, the love out here in the world with so much negativity, so many shootings and killings. She said, however, I just have to be here to give a little bit of hope and a little bit of change, a little bit of love in this community. Maybe I can lead other people to do exactly the same thing as I am.
Very nice.
Yeah. You know how we've had those here in Lansing? They posted at least one of them that I'm aware of. Haircuts for the homeless?
Absolutely.
I wish to God that you didn't have to be a barber school graduate
to partake in them, because I would have definitely gone down there. I would have definitely gone down there and helped out people there.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. It's fun. It's so much fun to make someone feel better about themselves, like, in an hour or less. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right?
It's just great. And then, like, with that one coworker of mine who's since passed away, R.I.P. Scotty, mm-hmm. how he would be in that one home with all the other gentlemen every once in a while, and I always cut his hair, so he'd call me and say, Junya, I need a haircut. And he'd be like, and all the guys in the house need a haircut. So they pay me a little bit, and I should say tip me a little bit, and I'd go over there and do all their hair.
Nice.
Yeah. They used to love when I would come. They were nothing but smiles and, can we get you something to water? Can we get you something to water? Can we get you something to drink? Can we... Made supper. Would you like this? Would you like that? Like, they were gentlemen, for sure.
So I'm reading here that Uber has distributed $4.5 million to 900 local businesses around the United States as part of its Eat Local support efforts. The company announced that most of the recipients of this grant funding were women small business owners.
Awesome.
Very nice, yeah.
I can't imagine still being an Uber driver with COVID going on.
I agree.
I'm saying it's still out there, and Uber is definitely up and running.
Oh, 100% it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know my family has even said, like, can you imagine if you were still? I'm like, no. There were certain times a year that I would get a little nervous about things anyway, just because people were traveling, and you just never know.
This is true. I loved meeting new people, though. That was my favorite part of it.
Meeting new people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I loved that part, too. All those conversations.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any favorite ones that you remember?
Favorite conversations?
Or favorite writers or favorite drives? Just specific. Is there anything that stood out that you remember?
No, but I do know that I met a lot of people from a lot of different places, especially driving up at MSU, and you would meet, like, professors or students from all over the world, and I would just want them to tell me all about their country and their culture, and I could listen to them talk for days.
Yep. I remember always getting that comment when they would get out. They'd be like, you know, excuse me, I've never had an Uber ride like this. This is one of the coolest Uber rides I've ever had. Like, I forgot that I was in an Uber.
Very nice.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that.
We did.
I remember when we first started, we were like, can we just ride together? But we knew we couldn't.
I know, because it's against the rules, but team driving, that would be fun, too.
Yeah, it would be.
Hey, guys, time for a short break. You got 2 minutes to go check us out. Stuck on the Name at Facebook. Stuck on the Name at Twitter. Stuck on the Name at Instagram. Also, our website, stuckonthename.com.